Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. Lynn Schuessler-Williams and Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes are here with Wise Women Collective Radio. We are so excited to have you with us. Welcome, Holly. Welcome, Brooke. Yeah, so today we have we're going to talk about something today that is going to get us going. So y'all just buckle up. Be here with us. So we were having a conversation earlier, and Holly, I'm going to start with you because this one really lit Holly up. This idea that niche or whatever you call that word is a nasty word. Like, what's the thing it triggered? What thought is it that word triggers in you, Holly?
Oh, man. So this is Holly Hartman here talking. I literally get like a physical response. I've worked with lots of different coaches and have heard this across the board that niche is like the way to do it. Like, you have to niche down, and I call it niche, and which means to niche would mean to be like really hyper focused in one particular area. Like, especially if you're a business coach or certain areas of marketing, they use this term niche, and it really just means that you have like a focus in a certain area. Well, I'm a multi-passionate and I'm also neurodivergent. So I'm not just your typical multi-passionate. Like, I have a wide variety, and every woman on this stage right now is not your typical multi-passionate either. We all do lots of different things because it's the thing that brings us joy. So when I hear niche, it is the opposite of joy to me. It's saying crap. It's saying blocked. It's saying you can't be your full holistic self, the full spectrum of all of your personality, yes, if you niche. And so I have like, and I get it from a business standpoint that you don't want to confuse the people that are trying to buy from you, but right, from my internal being, it goes absolutely against everything that I value. And so that's why, like, I have a full on like physical response, and I almost shut out. If somebody leads with, you need to niche, I'm like, nah, they're not my people.
Right. If you right need to niche, you're not my people.
I'm already shut down. Like, I don't know what value you're going to give me. You got to show me how I can be my full self and also excel, because there are people out there that do. And so that's what shows up for me.
Yeah, I hear you so much, and I get why that is. You know, I used to have a friend who both of you know, who used to, some coach told them to niche till it hurts, right? That was some marketing coach. And I get why they said that, right? As somebody who had over a decade as a sales coach, I get it, right? The sales conversation is so much easier if the marketing has set you up to talk about one thing instead of 50 things. And most of us are not in that kind of selling anyway. And so we have a lot going on. Every woman on this platform right here has multiple things going on. And it is, it's one of those myths, I think, in business that gets perpetuated. I would say it's programming, right? We've been programmed as solopreneurs to think, oh, you have to have a specific, you have to be able to answer the question, I help blank do blank so that they can blank, right? You have to be able to fit your whole business in that sentence. And no, the heck you don't. Okay, so Brooke, chime in here, honey, and how's this thing land for you?
Well, as everyone's already heard by both of you all, we've all do different things. And I think there was a time and place for it, especially in the more of the masculine led kind of world. And also in the point where people had to really, you did drive home one thing, right? And it made sense that those people, that's where it came from. I don't think we live in that world today. And definitely women aren't the kind of people to niche anything down, except this. when it comes to writing a piece, so that blog, I do believe if you have something in mind in that blog, in that post, in that piece of content, the better off you have, the better off I have dialed into my message so much, the better that message is received. However, the very next message might be for someone different, for something different, and talking about another thing. And that's where they used to say, people are going to be confused at who you are. And I'm like, well, they'll always be confused at who I am, but they can show up and decide which part of me they want to collaborate with, which part of me they want to work with, which part of me do they want to get support from, because I'm like a star. And when somebody, and I feel like all these things I do are like different star beams coming out from me and different points. And as soon as someone says, release, you know, niche down or pick something and focus on it, and you clip my little star beams, I start to die inside. So I guess people are just going to have to figure out what part of me they're going to, I don't, that's what tends to happen now, is I tend to, they show up and then they figure out, you know, which part of me do they resonate with when it comes to what I do in the world. And there's so much to say about that too, but keep going.
Well, I love what you just said. And I think it's, you know, you mentioned that all of us, okay, just buckle up, y'all, because here it goes. All of us have lived through coming into business at a time when business was very much created by a masculine energy, right? I managed to say that without saying patriarchy, but there you go. And what we live in today is governed much more by a feminine power model for us, right? And so we now have, as women, this invitation to redefine what it means to be in business, to be authentic to who we are. And, you know, there are lots of rabbit holes to go down there. There are lots of ways that stereotypes of people programming around what's it mean to be masculine, what's it mean to be feminine, all of that. We don't have to go into all those rabbit holes to just say we are standing up for this ability to have choices and to be all. I love what Holly said about my whole self gets to be out there. And, you know, all three of us have people say to us, I'm sure you do as much as I do, I can't keep up with you, or wow, you're really busy, right? What was yours, Brooke?
How do you do it all?
How do you do it all? And, you know, I want to say to them, I have no requirement for you to keep up with me. I have no requirement for you to do however many things I do. What I encourage and the perfect thought I hold for every person listening to this is that you get to do all the things that are yours authentically to do. Doesn't mean you have to be multi-passionate. You can have one thing. And I'm thrilled for you to have that one thing if that's your thing, right? But to think that those of us who don't have just one thing have to niche down to it is just, it's not fun, is it? So if somebody were looking at their own business, I know we have a lot of listeners who are solopreneur women, and if they're thinking about their own business and they're thinking about their promotions and their marketing and their what they do in a given week and things like that, you know, do either of you have a piece of advice you'd like to give them about just how to think about that and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do. So there is, I also want to be honest that it can get overwhelming. So there is this idea that, you know, just because you're multi-passionate and you like say, yes, I am that, or yes, I don't want a niche. It isn't easy necessarily either. Right. Like you, it does mean like, so online, you may have a page that is specifically niche to one of your things. And then you have another page that is specifically niche to another page. Having all of them in one page may be too confusing for your consumer, but it doesn't mean you can't do all those things. But it does mean you may have to do more work. Now, like what Lynn just shared, it made me think of when people ask me that question, or they say that to me often, the same concept of how do you do everything? My response is, it doesn't feel like a lot because all these things bring me joy. And it is my passion work. And I think that the other factor that you mentioned that like made me think is the masculine energy is more typically more money driven. I am heart-centered, heart-led, servant heart leadership, multi-passionate. I'm not led by the money, although it is nice to have that profit that comes from your purpose. And I do that too, but that's not the driver. That's why multi-passionism, the being able to live in my joy is my currency, is my payment, is the thing that brings me joy and allows me to live in a space where I'm not fully niched down. So it's a yes and, right? Like we do need to niche to a certain degree, right? Because it does make a bigger impact for the people that we're being called to serve, but it may mean that you have multiple niches to be able to show up. Yes. And, or it could be that you have a thread that connects it all, that then it makes sense to like put it all under one roof or one umbrella or one thread that brings it together. And that's another way to do it. So for me, I think the question was like, in business, how does that show up? My encouragement is to go, what are all my passions? And then how do they link up, or how do they, what's the thread that connects them, or how do they connect, and really find that, and that be your bigger platform to kind of stand on, and everything else gets to coexist is the thoughts that I have.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Brooke, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was, and I just got so lost in all that she was saying, but yes, let me revisit to before I was on the journey of Holly here. Yes, it is hard. And you know, another thing, it can be hard. Mm-hmm. And another thing is people can also miss what you do. It might not always be clear and confusing. And sometimes when you work so hard and you find out that the person that's in the room with you all the time didn't know you did this thing and they went somewhere else, it might be a little like, how did you not know? Well, because you do everything else they didn't know. And that, and if we're doing this because we've just said this is a feminine way, and if we step into our divine feminine, we have to know that it is all divinely led too. So if that person didn't know you did that, that's going to be okay. If that person went to someone else, that's going to be okay. And it's not designed for everyone. Sometimes it brings me relief to think, oh, if I only had one thing I had to do, how good could I be? But then my soul will die. And then there's also this other thing that not everybody's built like this. So I don't think, for me, my message is not, this is the new way everybody must go. It is, this is a way. And it tends to be females that run this way. And so there is also great inspiration and also, for me, respect out of people who do know and can niche down. And sometimes when I lose that person to someone else, I might say, "Ooh, if only I had been talking about that a little more." However, I also then step back into my wise self, the one that's leading this game, and know that everything is unfolding as it should.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to go back to something Holly said too about the seeing the thread that connects everything that we do, seeing how they fit together, that sort of thing. And I totally agree that I have, as both of you said, I have blog posts that are or videos or whatever that are specific to one thing. But, and one of the ways every month I draw a mind map of my business and my projects, it's one of the ways I keep track of what the heck I'm about.
I think and, that's what your offers too, isn't it?
What?
I think that's something you offer too, isn't it?
It is. I wrote a little 90-day planner that my DIY sales and marketing mastermind group uses. But the whole idea behind that, that monthly 90-day look. So once a month, I look 90 days out and I draw a picture of what I call the playing field. And it came from Maria Namath, who is a PhD famous author. She wrote my favorite of her books. She's written a bunch, is Mastering Life's Energies. And in that book, she says, life gets luminous when we have games worth playing and goals worth playing for. And you can't play basketball on a soccer field. If you don't know what your playing field looks like, you can't make a strategy for your game, right? So knowing what the pieces are, for me, that's a mind map. It's a circle in the middle that says Lens Biz, and then all the projects and pieces, and then lines connect them. And, you know, sometimes it's colorful because I find joy in drawing with colored pens, you know, like it's not always, sometimes it's my ballpoint pen and a scrap piece of paper, but it gets done. And it allows me to authentically look at what's on my playing field, what has just dropped off because my interest in it is no more, or it's finished, or, and what's coming up in the next 90 days so I can manage around it. And that's one of the biggest things that for me helps me manage it all, right? And helps me, because you're so right. Sometimes, I mean, first of all, it's hard work. And so you have to show up willing. And it's also, it can be a lot, and you have a lot to pay attention to. So you have to want to be in it that way, right?
Yeah, I have a thought on that. It was, I lost it. I lost the thought. We're in this space, aren't we? Like, this is the thing we live in all the time.
Yeah. It's okay for you all to hear us do that. We're not worried about that, just so you know, because that's what happens here in this conversation. We do it with each other all the time.
I remember what I was thinking is, part of my own personal journey is that I love growth. I love learning. I love learning new things. And I grow best by teaching others. And so part of my journey is I'm always leveling up. Yeah. Like, I'll take quantum leaps. And the thing that I was teaching even 6 weeks ago may not have an interest in me because I'm a different person than I was then. So that's how a lot of my business has evolved. Like, I've been a relationship coach. I've been certified in trauma informed because I went through abuse and recovery and realized that's not the genre. But at the time, I needed to carry people through with me because I grow through teaching. And then the same thing happened with some other factors of my business. And it was in that season that that's what I was teaching. That was what I was growing. And my business has evolved as I evolve. And I no longer want to teach the thing I was 10 years ago. Like,
right.
That is not where I'm at. And so that's been a lot of my evolution of whatever I find interesting in this moment. I want people in community to be with me to do that. And mm-hmm. Let's do it together. Like, so that's how a lot of my personal business has evolved. It's all about connection for me. That's my thread. As if it gets connected, or other people connected, or connected to health, or to themselves, or to their higher power, whatever that is, it's all connection. That's my business.
Yeah. I've always said that too, Holly. I've always said, at my core, no matter what else I'm doing, I'm connecting people to other people and people to ideas that help them move forward. And that's it for me. And that's the thread for me too. How that expresses changes all the time. And Brooke, I'm reminded of a word when Holly was talking, that's a word you really taught me the power of, and that's allowing. So I, you know, I think allowing that mindset of allowing things to be what they are, allowing me to be who I am, allowing it to flow, allowing me to see what works and what doesn't and all of that. So I don't know if that triggers anything for you, Brooke, but I think about you when I think about allowing as a mindset.
That's well, thank you. And what it does trigger for me is when you were talking about, both of y'all were talking, and Holly, you said your thread, you know, you're talking about your thread, and I'm always looking at my thread and helping others look at their thread. But recently I've seen that my thread looked a little different than what I thought, mm-hmm. even though it's been there the whole time. And I think that that's part mm-hmm. of how, like this growth that you were talking about, Holly. Yeah. And I am community driven. I love community. I love connection. I love people. And I see that my thread, like how do I show up? You know, I help people with podcasts. I help people with virtual events. I help people with coaching. I do websites. What is that thread? And I have been saying up until recently that it's the community driven, so people can build their own community. And really, I've taken it a little farther now and said, so people can show up aligned with who they are in yeah. whatever that looks like for them. You know, it's something a little bit even more important to me than community, which I can't believe I would even say those words, is that alignment of who they really are. Mm-hmm. And then they get to go build community, and then let's go play in that sandbox. Cause when someone's aligned with who they are and they're showing up and they're marketing that way, they're showing up in their events that way and their business that way, I want to play in that sandbox. That's who's playground I want to play on right there. Whether it's on your playground or your sandbox, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And so I think that's an example of the evolution, right? Mm-hmm. I used to love helping people see the light of being an entrepreneur. And then I was like, well, after you've seen the light and after you've tried for a while, I want to work with you. And then I was like, well, after you've done a few other coaches, then I want to work with you. You know, just kind of evolve as time takes off, really.
That's so neat. I love what you said there. And the evolution, both of you mentioned that word evolution. You know, I think adaptability, evolution, allowing, these are all kind of feminine power words in my mind. And they really are active in this idea of being a multi-passionate entrepreneur. And yeah, Brooke.
Well, I want to mention something because I think it gets missed a lot, especially in our community. When we're seeing all these things, you know, Lynn, you started a lot of concepts, concepts before people started really talking about these as concepts. Like you were already mm-hmm. paving a way before it became a thing to do. Right. So, I would just like to say that as you have evolved and you have actually paved mm-hmm. a path and led a way for people to show up in collaboration, in connection, in allowing to be themselves and all of those things. So I don't want mm-hmm. it to go unsaid or unspoken or unacknowledged, because you don't get that acknowledgement a lot. But I'm here to say that I know that's what you've been doing. You've been paving this path for a very long time.
Well, thank you. That's an honor for you to say that. And it feels really good. And both of you are here because both of you do that too, right? Like that's how the three of us got together is, you know, we recognized something in each other, you know, that was that. And we've said it before, it's no secret that I'm a little bit older than these other two. And I love that, you know, part of this evolution and part of learning and growth, Holly, that you were talking about, I think I really resonated with what you said about, I really love to learn and grow. And, you know, I see people my age, you all, who can't figure out how to use their phone. Like they're never going to hear this because they can't figure out how to listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube video or whatever. And they're my age. And I'm like, bless their hearts. Right. Like I'm so grateful that that's not me. And I had a career in technology sales. So I think that set me up to just have a mindset that it's always changing and you're always going to have to learn something new. And that's no big deal. You just learn it and keep going, right? But I don't think everybody has that. And I do think that willingness to show up to change is a big part of what makes someone able to be a multi-passionate entrepreneur. You know, just, yeah, Holly.
I love that. Yeah, so much of that. I had a thought recently, so it kind of piggybacks on that a little bit. And it, and the other interesting thread that we've discovered between the three of us is we've had common jobs along our journey. Yeah. That is also like, I've been in telecom sales. I've had degrees in interior design and I did a kitchen thing. And then Brooke used to sell kitchen. So like we have so many common threads. But one other thing that I personally have discovered about myself this year was I didn't understand that not everybody was a visionary. Not everybody had strategy. Mm-hmm. Not everybody was an executor. I just assumed that everybody had all three of those skill sets and that it didn't dawn on me that that was the case. And I can understand why niching would be also very important if you don't have that trifecta of visionary and strategy and execution. I think that's what makes our multi-passionism excel so quickly and how we can execute things is because we have that trifecta. And it's also helped me to understand relationships around and why someone's perspective might be this is the way to go is because they might have a deficit in one of those three areas that could prevent them from being successful in that multi-passionate zone of genius, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that about myself. And it also allowed me to have grace for others that didn't have that space because yes. I'm a high performing individual. And I'm like, why can't they get on board with me? I don't understand. Understanding that not everybody has given those gifts. We all have our gifts, right? Like, and that's not say mine are any better or less. It just those happen to be some of the gifts that I have. And I think that is one of the recipe for success for multi-passionates. So we don't fully burn out. We burn out different ways, but like, so we don't fully burn out that trifecta. So that just came to mind how we all three kind of have a common thread.
And I think we all also hire out the things we're not good at. You know, I have a bookkeeper and a CPA because those tasks are not within my zone of genius, nor do I ever want them to be. I mean, you know, I'm a smart woman. I have an MBA. I could go and figure that out if I had to, but if I had to, that might be the end of my business, right? Seriously, because is, you know, so it's not that we have to do everything, but it is that those things, those specific things that you just mentioned, you know, and this willingness to show up and learn and grow and be fed by that, that's important, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has been a fun conversation and we, you know, the three of us, get on meetings together and, you know, we have to make ourselves not just have these great conversations because we can. So we're hitting record more for all of you to join us. We hope you'll go to wisewomencollectivehq.com. Check out our community. Check out our free events. Check out all the multi-passionate things that Holly and Brooke and I are up to. We hope you'll engage with us in our community and just be inspired to show up authentically in the world as you and whatever that means for you. So thanks you guys for this conversation. Appreciate you all. Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective Show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women, amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected. Because when women rise, the world follows.